You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist.
Welcome back to Setlist.
Right, exactly. I'm Megan Teeling.
I'm Ari Spool.
It's a weekly podcast featuring local bands plucked straight from the music bands pages who are playing shows this week.
They are.
Well, we actually, this week is a special edition. On Sunday, the fourth annual rock lottery is happening at Numo's. 25 musicians get together. They split up in five groups of five, I believe is how it works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And everybody goes to a secret pre-assigned location, mm-hmm. And then they're forced to make music together.
And
everybody gets
talk
one drummer.
To each other.
Right, they have to talk to each other. Everybody gets one drummer, mm-hmm. and then aside from that, the names are just picked randomly out of a hat.
Yeah.
And the bands that are created are the bands for the day. They get like 12 hours or something to write new songs. And then that night there's a show at Numo's open to the public and everybody gets to come and watch these new bands perform these songs that they just wrote in 12 hours. There's like two songs a piece, I believe.
I think it's three.
Three songs?
They're also given much liquor.
Oh, yeah, it's true. 12 hours, secret location,
liquor.
Instruments, liquor.
What is better for creativity?
Exactly,
right?
it gets the
juices flowing.
Right, thank you. I was trying to think of something that wasn't as cliche, but I guess if you want to rely on oldies, that works.
I mean, you could say something really gross.
I could, but I don't want to. So everybody we're playing today, a member of every band that you're hearing is going to be in Sunday night's rock lottery.
Yeah,
so
you should go. The
great
thing about the Rock Lottery, too, is that it's a benefit. I mean, these guys are not doing this like, hey, come and we're going to make huge bucks writing shitty songs. I mean, usually everyone, by the end, everyone's just like being really silly and really funny.
I've been a couple of years. It's always fun.
Yeah, it's like there's like funny songs and there's good songs and like it's
those improv weird psychedelic jam songs because the band doesn't know what else to do with
itself.
Yeah,
so they just rock out or, you know, they... Yeah,
and everybody's from a different background of music, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We should get into it. Let's show you some of the people who are playing. So up first, we have Tiny Vipers, Jessie, who is Tiny Vipers. It's a solo act.
Mm-hmm.
She's part of Rock Lottery. Her name is going in the hat. She's going to make music with strangers. Or possibly strangers. She might know some of these people.
I know. I mean, we kind of know everybody,
but,
right?
But Tiny Vipers, she's also playing, we should say, the 2023 year anniversary with Amy Blaschke and Husbands Love Your Wives. It's 4 p.m. Saturday on...
Saturday.
it's for free, and it's at 2020 in Ballard.
Which I think we can probably both say is you and my both our favorite clothing store.
Right. Well, in Ballard, at least.
I really
like Hot Topic on Capitol Hill.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you can buy all your dismemberment plan shirts.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
My follow try hoodie. Zing! So this is the Tiny Vipers. The song is called They Might Follow You.
Thank you. take a step towards the end of life. There's a complexity and symmetry, a black cloud on New Year's night. I frame my life in a belt of lights, and that's all it takes. There's a simplicity.
was Boat. That song's called I'm a Donkey for Your Love.
I'm a donkey for your love.
That's a feeling I feel regularly.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
I love that song.
So Dee Crane from Boat is going to be playing at the Rock Lottery. Before that, we played Belt of Lights by H's for Hellgate. And Jamie Hinkensifkin is also playing the Rock Lottery.
So. I love, like, okay, so we have Tiny Vipers, who mm-hmm. is, I don't even know how to describe it, like heartbreaking, acoustic, haunting craziness. And then, H's for Hellgate, you know, rock.
Rock and or roll.
Right. And then Boat, quirky pop with the smart, literate lyrics that are mm-hmm. kind of, you know, goofy and funny. They might be Giants-esque. Mm-hmm. So all of these people's...
Yeah, they could be in a band.
They could be in a band together.
And that would be really funny.
A song. And I have, like, I've been a couple of years now, and it's always a lot of fun. And one time, one of the girls from Smoosh, I believe it was the drummer from Smoosh, she was in a band with Sean Nelson
mm-hmm.
and a couple other folk. And they played this adorable pop song about a spider being on the drum set, because when they walked into their rehearsal space,
yeah,
there was
I really
a spider
don't
on
think
her
it's
drum
anywhere
set.
Nice that they get to rehearse.
Right, exactly. There was a spider on a drum set, and it scared the crap out of her. And so they wrote an entire song. And it was funny, because at one point in the song, she screamed. It was whatever. It was really cute. It's really fun. You know, it makes sense when you're drunk.
Some other people that we're not going to play that are going to be at the lottery are Ty Bailey from the Department of Energy and Mark Pickerel's band, Mike Baer from Amateur Radio Operator, DV1, who's the DJ, so that's going to be kind of interesting.
Well, and then Tilson from Saturday Night is going to be there.
He's an MC.
Noah from USE.
Yeah.
United States of Electronica.
He's a vocoderite.
And speaking of United States of Electronica,
uh-huh.
I saw Noah the other night at The Round in Fremont.
Did he look like a creature sent to you from heaven? Because he usually looks like that.
He did, actually, yes. But he also confirmed that we can expect a new USE record by the end of this year.
Ooh.
So they're
he also
on
sort of
right
looks
now.
Like a wood fawn.
A wood fawn?
You know,
what
like
the fuck
a,
is
like
a wood fawn?
Like a wood spirit. F-A-U-N.
Okay, so the next song, I don't know what you're talking about. The next song, another rock lottery victim is Jay Tillman, solo artist, singer-songwriter. You know, if you're a fan of Rocky Bottolato, a fan of Dave Bazan, you're probably a fan of Jay Tillman. His name's going in the hat.
He's cuter than they are.
He's a very handsome man. Mm-hmm. And this is one of his solo songs. It's called Milk White Air.
Besides here, besides here. If that's what you wanna hear, so the cat scratch knees to the pulled back hair. Something black, something pale, wrapped in stone. Milk white air. Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there now? Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there now? Ooh. Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there?
Biography of Ferns. That song's called Jum the Baba.
It's about a guy who cuts hair.
No, really?
Yeah, maybe. Larry Brady from Biography of Ferns. Bio-O-Ferns, as I like to call them. That's not true.
You do not call them anything like that.
His name's going in the hat.
Yeah, dude. It's gonna be crazy.
We're making it sound like it's all dudes, though. And while it is man-heavy, there's also, like, Jen Gay from the Butter Sprites is going to be there. Lori.
Jesse Fortino is a lady.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And so she's Jamie Hankins, I think, isn't
she? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't think we're making it sound like
all
dudes.
I thought that was a good segue into talking about the ladies of Rock Lottery.
All right.
I blew it.
Way to go.
but Lori Kearney, who plays in Ships, which is Jacob Lash's one of his side projects, and then also Palmer Alaska, which is Eric Hawk from The Lashes, his side project, like singer-songwriter song project. She plays bass in that. So she's going to be in Rock Lottery.
She's a pretty lady.
She is a pretty lady. So yeah, it's let's see, who else is going to be in there? Jay Tillman, as we just said.
Paul Rucker. Do you guys even, I wish we had some Paul Rucker tracks to play. Because Paul Rucker is the craziest experimental bassist in Seattle. That sounds really crazy, but I mean, he plays a stand-up bass or a cello. He often also plays a cello.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him open, one of the weirdest musical performances I've ever seen was Paul Rucker, and I saw him open for the screening of David Lynch's latest film at midnight at the Cinerama, and he just, like, played this really crazy, like, experimental cello. Like, just,
by
like,
himself?
Yeah, just solo, and, like, and so we were all just, like, kind of freaked out.
I wonder what he's going to play. That's the other thing. A lot of these people are put into bands with other people who play guitar.
Yeah.
And they play guitar, and so they're forced to layer guitars or play bass or play trumpet.
A lot of people, these people are, like, totally multi-instrumentalists,
exactly,
too.
But they're
I mean,
pulling,
Bill Horst.
That's not a word, Megan Sealy. They're taken from their comfort zones, like, generally. Somebody like Jay Tillman might be in a band with like two or three other singers. He might not be able to sing, so he'll have to take a backseat to play guitar.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of cool to see everybody.
He'll just play the tambourine shifting. And stomp his foot and spit into a spittoon. So it'll just make ding.
That would be awesome.
All right, let's play Eastern Grip. Rory McCall. How do you say that name? Rory McAuley? McCauley?
I would guess McCauley.
Okay, that guy. He's gonna be in the Rock Lottery. This song's called Touch the Cooler. Smells like rocket fuel, tastes like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Tea. The song is called Sunset Room. T. Tackett Brown from Two Loons for Tea. Right? T. Tackett Brown from Two Loons for Tea. I didn't even mess that up. You thought I was going to.
No, I totally think... I just was really excited that we got to say that.
T. Tackett Brown from Two Loons for Tea. In the Rock Lottery. Before that was Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers. Jorge Harada, I believe is how you say that, is going to be in the Rock Lottery. That song was called Who Is She? Rockabilly... Obviously, from Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers.
Yeah.
Two Loons for Tea, sort of like electronic, indie pop sort of vibe.
Mood.
It's going to be awesome.
It's horrific.
We do have to discuss the possibility of it being a complete and total clusterfuck and a disaster.
Which is why they serve beer.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's awful, it's always just kind of hilariously awful. And, right. You know, you can watch, like, these musicians that you've seen play well or, you know, in their proper bands, you can kind of watch them blush and get embarrassed, right. And that's funny.
Jokes are often cracked.
Heckle.
You can heckle. Is encouraged.
Oh, God. Please bring the heckling.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Numo's Sunday night.
We haven't even mentioned everyone that's playing.
Right, exactly. There's 25 more artists total. We have the whole lineup online out. Sam posted something a few days ago about it. So if you missed that, you can log on to lineout.thestranger.com.
We'll throw it back up on Sunday, too.
Right, exactly. And then there's also all the information. It's on Sunday at Numo's. But if you wanted to double-check all of that, it's on our searchable calendar at thestranger.com/music.
It's updated.
Awesome. we have one more song, traditionally ending set list with the band of the week.
This is Shenandoah Davis, who could possibly be in Rock Lottery next year.
Perhaps.
Once we make her famous.
Right, exactly. we played her last week on set list, and I liked her so much I made her band of the week this week, even though it's technically a solo artist. But whatever. Yeah, this song is called We Camera.
See you next week.
Bye.
I called around for a teammate to bury my treasure and divide and conquer. Spent the night by the railroad tracks, exchanging names. We hit it off, we were the same. You. There's a bar.